Shotgun snap to Connor Bosler. Takes that snap, play action, dumps it deep, wide open, target in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Colwood. That pass goes 18 yards, and Valley scores first in the 2014 Show Me Bowl.
Keekek asking for the set and rips it cross court. Otek digs it out, gets it back, rips it up, and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set, and St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go!
Monk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the 5, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left fielder going back, looking up, it's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth, doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College, and now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left, Janika Mason holds the ball, and your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Well, welcome to game one of two for our doubleheader here. The MAAA third place game getting things started off. One away, runner on first for Central. The pitch is that one is outside for a ball. Count is 2-1 against Drew Jaco. Mayberry is on first. Bader set. Appears over at first. Pitch, swung on a miss. Blew the fastball by him for strike two. Mayberry reached on a walk. One away, runner on first. Bader sets the 2-2. This one is lined foul, way out of play. Count remains 2-2. Bader sets, peers over to first base. The pitch. This one's lifted into the air left field. Moon moves to his left. He makes the out for the second out of the inning. He also recorded the first out of the inning, a Haney flyout to a similar spot in left field.
And that'll give us a little bit of time to set the stage coming off of the heels of some Mineral Area College sub-regional baseball on AM 800 KREI. We transition into MAAA Conference. We'll have the third place game here. Championship up next. We'll fill you in as we move along.
Having great insurance is, well, great, is but Mayberry. Knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as
pitches, a strike. First strike thrown to Keenan Johnson. Bader sets, stares over at first. The pitch, off speed. That one hits the outside corner for strike two. Bader working quickly here, getting the signals from Westbrook, who's behind the plate. Bader sets. Peers over to first. The pitch off speed. Ooh, and that plunked him. So that'll be an easy base for Johnson.
That's similar to what we saw out of Bader at the Wood Bat Tournament. I mean, he didn't really issue walks.
But he did hit players on the occasion.
I think he hit three different guys over six innings in that first game of the Wood Bat Tournament.
And that was a game that ended with a hit by pitch as well. Not from Bader, but
that was a weird
bizarre ending.
Definitely a weird game.
Pitch. That one misses upstairs for a ball to Tanner Smith, who's the other pitcher. He'll be starting for Central.
Tanner brings some heat to the mound. We'll see that before too long. John Bader rocking the mop, though.
The pitch. Off speed. That one's in the dirt. Rolls to the backstop. Both base runners are going to advance. No throw from Westbrook.
And, you know, this is what we saw out of John on Friday, and the last time that we saw him pitch, a tough first inning for him.
Yeah.
He ended up getting into some situations, but was able to battle out of those. But after that first inning, he was pretty great the rest of the way.
Really did a nice job settling in. So Tanner Smith digs back in, 2-0 count against him. Runners on second and third here in the top of the first inning. The pitch, this one's lifted high in the air, foul territory behind the plate, out of play.
All the action coming from the home of the St. Genevieve Dragons, Yanks Field today. They're taking advantage of this beautiful new turf infield that's here. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, go to Twitter, at MIMO Info Sports. Plenty of pictures from this ball field there.
So the count is 2-1 to Tanner Smith. Pitch from Bader. This one's hit on the ground, back up the middle. It's going to be scooped up by the shortstop. He throws on the first in time to record the final out and end the inning. So two runners reach on walks, but they are left stranded as we are through the first half of the inning scoreless. Coming up, top of the lineup for Farmington when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, final warm-up pitches for Johnson, who will be getting the start here for the Central Rebels.
Leading off for the ninth, center fielder, number 11, Braden Krause.
Braden Krause getting things started for the Farmington Knights. Krause moving up to the leadoff spot with Castro out. Castro hurt his thumb in the last game, so he won't be getting the start at shortstop or at the top of the lineup either. First pitch, and this one's going to be smoked into left field. That one one hop to Haney, the left fielder, for a base hit. Single to get things started for Krause. Just absolutely ripped that fastball.
Ball coming off of his bat just sounds different.
A lot harder than almost any other batter.
It's a piercing sound. So just like that, Farmington with another lead runner on, something that they did quite a bit yesterday. Unfortunately, never could really bring him around.
So that brings Palmer to the plate. He's the designated hitter. He'll be batting for the right fielder, Jacob Bone. Throw down to first. Krause back in time. Runner goes, throw to second off the fastball that misses for a ball is safe. A bit of an awkward slide there from Krause as he slid on his back a little bit, then kind of hopped up and spun on top of the bag, but he was safe by a good shot. Great jump there from Braden Krause.
And that makes him 13 of 14 stealing bases so far this season. So yep. Pretty efficient when he decides to take off. But if you know Coach Hibbets, nobody has a green light in his book.
Braden Krause, everyone talks about the power and pop that he has in his bat. As that one misses upstairs for ball two. But he's got a lot of speed as well, obviously being the center fielder. Palmer steps out. Palmer, the lefty, facing off against the righty Johnson. Pitch. That one misses for a strike. Oh, no, it hits the strike zone, excuse me, for a strike. Count is 2-1. Runner takes off. Krause with another great jump. The throw is upstairs. Krause is in there safe as the ball gets away from the third baseman. But even if it didn't, Krause may have been safe anyway. Another fantastic jump.
So he goes from the three spot to the top of the lineup and does exactly what you need him to do.
Take second and take third.
Everything just comes so natural to him. It's frustrating for a guy like me. Nothing like that.
For most everyone, I'm sure right. It's frustrating. Imagine how Central feels right now. That pitch misses for Ball four, no. Bit of hesitation by Palmer. Now it is a ball. Started to walk towards first. Then he stopped and stared at the umpire. I thought maybe the umpire quietly said strike, but no, he pointed to first and said, no, you can go. It's okay.
This is 2016. Palmer is looking back, and he looks back. I almost called him his brother's name. He looks back at it. Then the ump is actually looking at his cell phone and tells him, yeah, that was ball four. Yeah. It's 2016.
Hold on, I got to send a tweet. Check down at first on Palmer. He's back in plenty of time. That brings Boosenbart to the plate. Runner back at first once again. Pitch misses for a ball to Boosenbart.
Farmington looking to strike early in this one with runners on the corners already.
Threatening early on. Still nobody out here. Johnson sets the pitch from Tanner Johnson. Is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Tanner Smith, excuse me. The pitch. This one's lifted high in the air. Coming on is the left fielder, Haney. Ready to tag is Krause. The throw, Krause is going to go back as Tanner makes the out, one away. Palmer stays at first and doesn't advance to second despite the throw coming into home.
Haney had that. As soon as he caught it, he was cocked, rocked, and it was coming in, and there was no chance that Krause was going to beat that throw. It was on the line, on target, no hope of bringing that one in. Good effort by Boosie, just not far enough.
No, not far enough at all. Definitely not close on that one.
And Haney showing off the howitzer out there.
Check down at first. Palmer's back.
You got Gunner in the on-deck circle.
Gunner LeBrot awaiting his turn. Smith sets. The pitch as the runner takes off for second. The throw goes to second. Krause heads for home. Runner safe at second. Krause is safe at home. Double steal successful. Textbook.
Great design. Coach Hibbett's drawing that one up. You've got the Farmington coaching staff really doing all they can, pulling out all the stops. And there was a great move right there, especially early on in this one.
Yeah, very early on. And they had that one out of the gates. Is that the first pitch? It missed for a ball. So now it'll be a runner in scoring position, but he's at second as Krause scores. 1-0 lead early on for Farmington. This one's lifted into the infield, not very high towards the shortstop, Mayberry. He makes the grab for the out.
And that's a big break for Tanner Smith to get to Muir because he has been on fire as of late. He's just been on a tear. And to get him out on the first pitch on a little cheap fly ball, I think he's more than okay with that.
I'm pretty sure he'll settle for that.
Yeah, settle.
Palmer leads at second. Two away here. With Gunnar LeBrot at the plate. The pitch, low and inside, misses for a ball.
And if he can get that breaking ball consistent, the difference between his fastball and breaking ball, he'll be a tough guy to deal with.
Just got to find a way to locate it, at least close enough to the strike zone. Palmer leads at second. Throw down to second.
Ooh.
Close one. Palmer was able to slide back in time, but if that was a better throw to Johnson, well, we may have a different story here. We may be wrapping up the first inning.
I wonder how good of a time it is to slide on that turf.
Oh, I'm sure that definitely doesn't feel too nice. The pitch, this one is lined in the air to right field. Backing up is the right fielder. He settles and makes the grab for the final out to end the inning. But Farmington takes the lead 1-0. They're on top through one full inning of play here on AM 800 KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Mother's Day's just around the corner. Give her the gift of a clean car. Purchase discount wash coupons from a clean team member at any Auto Spa Speedy Wash location in DeSoto, Peavey, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and their newest location in Bon Terre.
Wash your car.
Wash your car.
Wash your car at Auto Spa.
Well, back here on AM 800 KREI, it is a 1-0 lead for the Farmington Knights through one full inning of play.
On a beautiful day, Sean.
It is a very nice day.
I don't think we could have ordered better weather.
Perfect day for championship baseball.
That is so true.
And we'll have the championship game shortly following this game right here on AM 800 KREI.
And now a big game for St. Genevieve. I imagine a large section of the town will be here for that one.
Oh, I imagine as well as St. Genevieve versus St. Genevieve, two local high schools that aren't very far from each other facing off.
Oh.
St. Genevieve versus Valley Catholic.
It should be a good one. I mean, crosstown rivals, a lot of tradition, a lot of history inside the two teams, and they'll square off after this one. And rivals here as well. It should be a good day.
It certainly should be a good day indeed, as this one is smoked back up the middle and through for a base hit into center field. Bland with the hit, the single to get things started here.
It was anything but bland, but it was bland. It was a nice, hard single right up the middle.
Yeah, I would say that is a bit of a bland hit. You know, just a rolling single up the middle. Hit hard, but not exactly in the air.
That turf, man, I bet that ball comes to those infielders a lot quicker than what they're accustomed to.
Yeah, and a little slower for the outfielders as the grass in the outfield is a little bit high. Pitches, bunt is down. It's going to be a sacrifice bunt. Scooped up by Bader, the pitcher. Soft toss onto first. Demir makes the grab for the first out. Advancing to second is Bland. So the Bland baseball continues a little bit more small ball.
So I was thinking about what we were talking about with the ground ball. You've got Central that plays all dirt infield. So they're used to screamers. For Farmington, they've got a pretty nice setup at Wilson-Rosier, so I wonder if we'll see any of that come into play. Likely at this point in the year, maybe not.
So that'll bring up now to the plate Garrett Bowen. He takes the first pitch for a ball.
Both teams wearing the white unis today.
Yeah, a little interesting. I didn't even notice that at first. Farmington with the white uniform, black letters and gold trim, and Central with the white uniforms, red letters, black trim, and black stripe underneath the armpits going down the side.
If I'm Farmington coming in, I don't want to wear that on that turf.
Pitch. This one is smoked towards the first baseman. He takes it on a hop. Demir steps on the bag for the second out. Runner advances to third on the play.
The ball definitely stays a little bit more live, if you will, as it comes through that turf.
Designated hitter, number five.
So that brings Aaron up the Bowles. Nine hitter, Aaron Bowles, who's the designated hitter this afternoon. Bader sets, fires. That fastball misses inside for a ball. 1-0.
Defense behind Bader, straight up a ball through the middle. A lot of room for it.
Bader sets. The 1-0. Inside, backing off the plate once again is the batter. Count moves to 2-0. Bader sets and fires. Low and inside, three balls, no strikes. I understand that he's a designated hitter. He's in here just to hit, but you definitely don't want to walk this batter to get things started. Pitch, as that one is in there for a strike. Get me over strike as the count moves to three balls, one strike.
Tying run, 90 feet out. A little less as he leads a little bit off.
The pitch. And one clips the strike zone for strike two. Count moves to full.
And I hope that people can hear that strike call on our mics because I love it.
It's very
distinct.
Yes. Pitch. This one is fouled straight back. Count remains the same. Just staying alive there is Bowles.
Bader trying to calm himself down, find some kind of rhythm.
Bader sets the pitch. That misses upstairs. Almost hits the batter Bowles, but he's going to get out of the way and still take his base nonetheless.
Did a decent job to battle it back to a 3-2. Unfortunately, the next pitch came almost about chin high. A meeting at the mound early on in this one.
Yeah, Coach Hibbett's coming out. I don't believe in the second inning he would take the ball away from Bader. But definitely want to talk about Bader in that last at-bat. I mean, you're facing the nine-hitter on a lineup, and you throw him three straight balls to start. Now you have the top of the lineup up to the plate when you could have ended the inning before had you gotten the out with two on, and one of those runners is 90 feet away.
Well, it looks like their brief meeting has concluded. He's for sure going to stay out there for now.
Yeah, you're not pulling him from this game, especially in this situation.
Wonder if they're just talking strategy. Hard to say. It was just Westbrook and Bader really doing most of the conversing.
Perhaps maybe just trying to get in Bader's head and get him refocused. Pitch. That one hops to the catcher. He loses it. Westbrook can't find it. Bland comes home to score, and we're tied up here at one apiece.
Well, I don't think the meeting went the way they had planned. Now the game tied up. You got the runner from first moving down to second. Still two down in the inning, though, so you might be able to at least limit the damage.
Yeah, I don't believe that's what they discussed happening in that meeting on the mound.
No, anything but, that's for sure.
Pitch misses. Clips for a strike on the outside. Count is now 1-1. Pitch. Outside for a ball. Gets away from Westbrook a little bit. He stays with it. Two balls, one strike. Runner leads at second. That's Bowles. The pitch. Just outside for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Bader sets. Peers over at second. The pitch. Outside. That's ball four. So Haney takes his base. Two on, two out. In a 1-1 game here in the top of the second inning. And that brings Mayberry to the plate. Bader in a bit of trouble here. He got a one-run lead in the bottom of the first. He squandered that, trying to get out of more trouble as that pitch misses inside for a ball, losing a bit of his location here in this inning. Count is 1-0. Bader stares down to second. Appears again, fires. That one just hits the top of the strike zone. No, it missed. Ball two. Bader stares down the runner at second. This one's going to be lifted into the air and into left center field. Krause moves over his left shoulder, reaches up and makes the grab to end the inning. But the damage is done. We're tied up. Once again, through 1.5 innings of play at one apiece, you're listening to the third place game for the MAAA Conference here on AM 800 KREI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, it is one apiece with the Farmington Knights squandering the lead in the last half of the inning, but we'll see what they can do here. It'll be Moon getting things started here in the bottom of the second. The left fielder digs in at the plate. Facing off against Smith. Tanner Smith kicks and fires. That one misses low for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Moon. Winder is on deck. The pitch. Since hit on the ground down the line. Goes foul. Scooped up in foul territory by Johnson, the third baseman. A couple high hops there off the all-turf infield. The outfield is natural grass.
It is absolutely gorgeous, though, this field. As quickly as the school took over the responsibility of it from the city, it has just been a quick process to get it to where it is now. And I mean, it's gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful field, and they're redoing the softball field behind us as well. Pitch, this one is going to be smoked up the middle into center field. Sliding grab, that one is snagged by Jaco. Nice play there in center field by Jaco, flashing the leather.
He is a stud, man. He is the focal point of this team for sure. The general in the outfield, bats in the three spot. They definitely leaned on this guy all season long.
That brings Winder, the second baseman, to the plate. First pitch to Winder. Misses for a ball. The pitch. That one hits the strike zone for strike one. Count is 1-1. Tanner Smith kicks and fires. That one hops to the plate for ball two. Nobody on, so no one can advance on that play, but even if they could, catcher was right by that one. The pitch upstairs. Misses for ball three.
Yeah, short distance between the catcher and the backstop here.
This one is hit in the air, very shallow left field. Coming on is the left fielder, Haney. He calls off the shortstop, Mayberry, to record the out. Two away.
I think might have fooled him a little bit. That one looked like it was all wrist on the swing. It looked like the legs started a lot sooner than he realized what was coming his way, but still able to get a piece of it.
Yeah, a little bit discombobulated on that swing there. That brings up Westbrook. Tapping Westbrook, takes the first pitch for a ball. Tanner Smith working quickly here against Westbrook. He fires. This is upstairs for ball two.
I watched Tanner pitch earlier this year against Perryville, and I mean, he's kind of like Mike Leake. Give me the ball and let me throw.
Yeah, and he's already kicking and firing once again. That one's in there for a strike. I'm sure the Mike Leake comparison helps as well with the Cincinnati Red type of hat.
6 seconds, and he's ready to go.
Pitch upstairs for ball three, working very quickly here. And he's already getting set before he knows what the signal is, and once he gets it, he just kicks and fires, doesn't even nod as that one hits the strike zone. Count moves to 3-2.
There is an NL Central kind of vibe to the uniforms. You got the Cincinnati kind of a Pittsburgh tint on one side.
I do notice that. Ooh. Now. That one gets Westbrook right on the back, fastball, but yeah, he's not going to rub it, but I imagine that's not going to feel good today, and his back's going to be a little sore tomorrow because of that, too.
That sounded like it hurt. Man, you could hear that one.
Yeah, he's going to get a courtesy runner and head to the bench. I imagine that was going to happen either way, but
right in the small of his back.
Give him a nice chance to maybe put a little bit of ice on that.
Yeah, go ahead and make sure that doesn't seize up on you while you're out on the base path.
That brings the pitcher Bader to the plate. Throw down to first. Courtesy runner gets back in time.
And that's Castro.
Yeah, Castro is in. He's got a guard on his left wrist, wrapped up that thumb that he injured. But I guess he is available for pinch running responsibilities. So he scampers back.
And I mean, if you can't use him at the plate or in the field, no better way. I watched him steal home in the Wood Bat Tournament.
Yeah, with the that was a beautiful, very aggressive move by him there, but it worked out well as he made it as Castro dives back to first, reaching out with that right hand to tag first, not that left. And that'll be something to watch when he has to slide towards the bag. Is he going to put that left hand out?
He's definitely got Tanner's attention, though.
Oh, yes. Tanner throws back once again. Count is 0-1 against Bader.
It'll be a big hit here for John. I mean, he sparked a couple of rallies in the Wood Bat tournament from the 9 spot, but now you have Krause at the 1, and that changes the situation.
Yeah, he's probably going to get a lot more friendly pitches to hit here. Castro leads, flinches a couple times. This one's fouled back, out of play by Bader. Bader, the opposing pitcher. That one hits the pavilion above us.
I was waiting for it so it didn't startle me. Still got me.
Still jumped a little bit. A couple of fans that would have been hit if it had not been for that pavilion. They certainly jumped too.
Another nice feature of this venue.
Especially on a day like today where it's very sunny and very warm. I definitely appreciate being able to sit in the shade. And so does my Irish skin as that fastball misses upstairs. Castro goes for second. He's safe.
Wow, sliding that was close.
It was very close. The throw was off, but it actually put the shortstop, Mayberry, in line with Castro. So he grabbed it, tried to see if he could do one of those sweeping no-look tags, and almost got Castro, who slid into second safely. So that's a stolen base for Castro. That one misses for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
A little more moxie than I have from Bader right there to lay off of that one. That was close.
Very close indeed. Castro leads at second. The pitch inside for a ball. Three balls, two strikes, two away here.
And for Bader, in your situation, you have Castro in the back of Tanner Smith's mind, Krause in the on-deck circle. Better keep your eyes open for this one.
You got to be careful as that one misses upstairs for ball four. Bader will take his base, and that brings Krause up to the plate.
They'll just trade bats. It's not like the Wood Bat tournament. Everybody had their own style, their own flavor there.
Quick meeting on the mound here. We saw a meeting on the mound last inning. Didn't work out well for Farmington.
You know what I like about this meeting right now on the mound? No coaches there.
Oh, yeah, just players. And that can be a sign in any sport, a sign of a great coach. If they don't need to say a thing,
you already know.
Coaches like Greg Popovich, where he'll just call a timeout and not talk to a single player. And he's coached up his players so well, they know what to say to each other.
The other day, he had a great quote. He said, "What did I run?" And before Ginobili could answer, he said, "Well, then that's what we're supposed to run." And it's the same concept. That's where Coach Calvert has his team. He knows what they all know what he wants, mm-hmm. They know what he's going to say. So he doesn't need to come say it.
Exactly. Fake throw to first. Bader dove back. Big situation here with Krause up at the plate and two on. Runners on first and second. First pitch misses upstairs for a ball. Palmer, the designated hitter, is on deck.
I wonder if that conversation was put Krause on and face Palmer with force everywhere.
That could be an interesting decision, but I don't know if that's one you want just the players to make. This one's hit on the ground towards short. Scooped up, easy toss onto second to record the force out and end the inning. So two gets stranded. No runs put up on the board as Krause grounds into a fielder's choice to end the inning. 1-1 through two innings of play here on AM 800 KREI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink. Just ride on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lock party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Well, back here on AM 800 KREI, there is a new pitcher on the mound for Farmington as Bone comes in from right field to pitch, and Bader will replace him in right field. Pretty interesting that already we're seeing a new pitcher on the mound.
You know, it was something that, that Coach Hibbetts has always said in his pregame interviews is, we've got a number of guys that we can go to. If things aren't working out here, we'll switch it. And that's what he tells me every game, but this is the first time I've actually seen it implemented out of necessity. But not really out of necessity all that much, truthfully. I mean, you're looking at a tie ball game. Bader really didn't settle down like he did a week ago. But we'll see if the change proves to be beneficial.
We shall see, indeed. And something that, if you just think about it, it shouldn't hurt too much, because right before the batters get a chance to adjust, all of a sudden they're facing a new pitcher.
The last time that he pulled Bader, he put in Bone as well, and Bone played great as the defense that let him down. So we'll see if he's as sharp as he was last Friday.
That was the bizarre first game of the Woodbat tournament we called about a week ago. That first pitch clips the inside corner for strike one.
Starting to see some Warriors trickle in.
Pitch. That one misses for a ball. We'll be calling the second game where the Warriors will be partaking. Valley Catholic taking on St. Genevieve, crosstown rivalry, right here on AM 800 KREI for the MAAA Championship. Bone with the pitch, swung on and missed. Swinging over the top is Jaco.
That's a string pulling kind of breaking ball right there.
Yeah, Jaco way out in front of that one. Count moves to one ball, two strikes. Bone with the pitch. Swung on a miss, does it once again, and slamming his bat into the ground out of frustration is Jaco as he throws it towards the on-deck circle and punches a pole on his way into the dugout. He is incredibly frustrated, to say the least.
That curveball, that'll make you feel that way.
And he bit on the same pitch in the same spot twice, way out in front and over the top.
We'll see how if he reacts differently next time if he faces Bone.
Bone kicks and fires. That one misses on the outside for a ball.
That was the thing that impressed me when we saw him at the Woodbat tournament. He could locate. He never really had issues with it. And just to be able to step in, come in, and do it, it's impressive.
He's working quickly as well. That pitch is a ball missing just a bit upstairs. 2-0. Very close pitch. Tough for Johnson, who's at the plate, to lay off of it. The pitch was lifted high in the air in shallow center field. Krause coming on a bit. He makes the grab for the out. Two away here.
Just a little can of corn out there in center.
Easy play, especially for a guy like Krause.
Where does that term come from, can of corn? Who decided that? Does it come from grocery stores, stacking cans, and they fall? Where does that come from?
You know, I'm not sure if I have it here or back in my parents' home in New York, but I do have a baseball dictionary somewhere.
We've got the Google machine.
I believe does include can of corn. I can't remember what the origin of that saying is, but I'm sure it includes it. First pitch, this one is lifted high in the air, foul territory, right field, and that goes off the glove of the shortstop, Busenbark. So it'll be just a foul ball for Smith, and he'll get second life here.
Tough play over there, how that sets up. The way they designed this park, brilliant, the way that they factored in where the sun travels. But right where that ball dropped is the only shaded area in foul territory over there, just on the fringe of it.
Yeah, and Busenbark, it looked like before it entered the shaded area, he may have lost that a little bit as the ball was kind of away from his body a little bit. Off speed in there for a strike, so Bone quickly works back 0-2. We'll see if he can overcome the fielding difficulties that he faced the last time that he pitched.
So far, so good.
The 0-2. This one's hit on the ground. Slow roller down the third base line. High hop. Fourth foul ball.
I think if you were asking Jaco Bone if that mistake in foul territory was okay, so probably compared to last time,
I'm sure
he'd be okay. Yeah. It was a rough go for him last time. He was so sharp. Should have ended the game several different times over. That game is cool.
Roster strike. There was an error, I believe, at fourth and second base. As well. Washington State team.
Insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, back here on AM 800 KREI, we're entering the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Palmer, Busenbark, and Thamir getting things started 2, 3, and 4 for the Farmington Black Knights lineup. Palmer, the designated hitter, digging in. Smith still on the mound for the Central Rebels.
Umpire has to hustle into the game now.
And he's going to have to hustle, too, to keep up with Smith, who worked very quickly in the second inning. First pitch he throws is going to be smoked through on the right side for a base hit past the diving glove of the second baseman Murphy and into right field. Palmer leads things off with a single.
Farmington did that quite a bit throughout this conference tournament, getting their leadoff guy on. That's been hit or miss on how well they did bringing him around.
And that's always the key in postseason baseball is runners in scoring position. How well are you hitting when you get runners on? Because, you know, when you reach that level, you're typically going to be pretty good at getting runners on as that breaking ball drops in for a strike. Count moves to 0-1. But now you got to be able to bring them home against some of the best pitchers around. Smith slowing down here with a runner on. He throws to first. Diving back in time is Palmer. Demir on deck. Busenbark, the shortstop, filling in the field for Castro at the plate. Runner takes off. The hit and run is on as this one is lifted into shallow center field. That's going to one hop to the center fielder, Jaco. He wasn't able to get to it, but if he was, it would have been one out, maybe two, as Palmer was about 90% of the way towards second base.
Yeah, Palmer had to hold up and just hope that he didn't catch that one because, yeah, I don't think he would have made it back to the first base bag in time.
Yeah, I imagine there would have been an out at second had the hit and run not been on because Palmer probably would have stopped a lot closer towards first base. Meeting on the mound once again. This time the manager comes out. The mirror is up to the plate. Nobody out, runners on first and second in this 1-1 ball game.
And the whole infield involved in this one. Now we're going to see Palmer head over towards third base and get a piece of advice as well.
We haven't seen the ball taken away from Smith. I'd be shocked here if in the bottom of the third we would see a pitching change, but we already saw one in the top of the third from Farmington, but at least that was entering the inning.
Now the ump's heading out to the mound. Party's over, boys.
Let's play some ball, says the umpire, as the meeting is broken up. The mirror has a quick few words with head coach Hibbets. And we're ready to go. Righty-righty matchup here between Smith and Thamir. LeBrot is on deck. First pitch misses. Runners are going to advance 90 feet as that one goes all the way to the backstop.
And Thamir was showing bunt at the beginning of that and just barely got his bat out of the way of that.
Yeah, and had he clipped that one, well, those runners would be back in their original starting positions.
Well, the Knights poised to add a couple more here.
Count is 1-0, and that'll release the bat of Demure. unless they go for the suicide squeeze. They don't. That one misses upstairs for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out here. The cleanup hitter, Garrett Demir, up to the plate. Smith kicks and fires the 2-0 off speed in the dirt, snagged by the catcher Bowen before it goes 5-hole on him.
I would like to see Tamir's first and second half stats. He wasn't doing all like his normal stride early on, but lately he's just balanced out and has been on a tear.
The 3-0, and that one hops to the plate for ball four. So taking his bases, Garrett Demir, with Gunnar LeBrock coming to the plate with the bases juiced.
Reading a little bit of Smith's body language, he shot a look over to Coach Calvert at the dugout. I don't think that's what they talked about on the mound.
No, I don't believe it. Walking the batter was something that was discussed. So that'll load up the bases for Gunnar LeBrock.
It was a look of, am I in trouble?
LeBrock hitting 354 on the season so far with a 447 on-base percentage. Good stats there as he takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one.
And he's a pretty big boy. If he can get into one here, that would change this game in a hurry.
The dimensions aren't listed, but it is a bit of a bigger ballpark here.
Doesn't have the curve in the outfield.
No, it is a very linear outfield. Center field is a
good
straight
word.
Wall. Pitches upstairs for ball two. Two balls, no strikes to LeBrock.
Smith earning his stripes.
It's a big moment here for the Rebels. Palmer at third. Busenbark at second, Demir at first, and LeBrock at the plate. Time is called at the plate. Before that, Smith stepped off, so a bit of a miscommunication. Got to wonder if Bowen and Smith are perfectly in sync.
You got the corner infielders coming in to have a word here.
This is a big situation, so I like that by Bowen coming out to the mound. If there is any confusion that you believe at all between you and your pitcher, you need to clear that up right here, right now. You don't want to go back to the dugout after allowing a couple runs and say, oh, well, maybe we should have done this. No, you need to be talking about what we should do.
Big situation here.
The pitch. This one is smoked through the right side and through four base hit into right field. One run is going to come in and score. Everyone advances 90 feet as it is a 2-1 lead for Farmington. The throw went to the cutoff man. They tried to throw it to third to see if they could get Busenbark going a little too far, but he was back in plenty of time.
Left fielder, number 7, Braden Moon.
That brings up Braden Moon to the plate. Bases still loaded here. Still nobody out in the bottom of the third. Another quick meeting on the mound. No one warming up for the Central Rebels, so it's not like this is being done to just buy time for a reliever. LeBrock leads at first. Demir at second and at third. It's Busenbark. Braden Moon at the plate. The pitch is he squares the bunt, going for the suicide squeeze. That gets foul tipped straight back to the catcher. Interesting decision there, going for the suicide squeeze with the bases loaded. Especially on the first pitch as well, when we've seen Tanner Smith's location be a bit of an issue for him in this inning. We'll reset again. Count is 0-1. Pitch, that one is taken for a strike. Count moves to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and back to that suicide squeeze. It seemed a little confusing as Busenbark didn't have a great jump off of it, and it's very reliant on the runner at third taking off. This one is lifted into the air on the infield. Infield fly rule is called. Catch is made by Mayberry. So it doesn't matter. The out is recorded nonetheless.
And if you're Smith, much more manageable situation.
He has now the double play will end the inning. But the bases are still loaded. And now you have Brandon Winder to the plate.
Busenbark at third. Demir stands at second. LeBrock at first.
Winder struggling so far this season, only hitting 148. First pitch to him. This one's going to be hit on the ground on the left side. Backhanded by the shortstop. The throw goes to home. And out at home with the force out is Busenbark. I'm surprised Busenbark took him that long to go home. That was a slow-developing play. He should have been safe if he gotten a good jump. I didn't watch him coming off the bat. Did you get a chance to see if he jumped off the bat?
I thought he was safe, man.
I thought he was safe as well. It looked like he slid in before the catch was made, but it's a force out at the plate. So that'll go down as a fielder's choice.
Send it to the boys at the truck in New York. Get the replay fired up.
So the bases are still loaded. As that brings Tappan Westbrook to the plate, the catcher. The pitch fouled back. Still two away, and this would be huge here for Smith if he can load the bases up with nobody out and escape, allowing only one run to score.
Would be huge.
The pitch. This one's hit on the ground. Very slow roller down to third. Johnson scoops it up. He throws on to first in time to record the out and end the inning. So the damage is limited to only one run, but that one run gives the Farmington Knights the lead. They lead 2-1 through three full innings of play. We'll be back right after this here on AM 800 KREI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Have you heard? In 2018, it's predicted two-thirds of American jobs will require advanced education. A person's career earnings have been calculated to be anywhere from $250,000 to $745,000 higher with an associate degree or technical certificate. The best news? If you can hear me now, you live close enough to Mineral Area College to make a real difference in your own earning potential. Start this summer. Classes begin June 6th. Check out mineralarea.edu, call, or come by. Make Mineral Area College your next step.
Two to one lead for the Farmington Knights after some questionable play calling at the plate, but also some questionable base running as during the break, myself and Greg Armbruster, we were trying to diagnose why it took so long for Busenbark to make it all the way to home on that play. And I think he didn't realize the situation or forgot the situation. He mustn't have realized it was a force out at home and started at least initially to stay at third in case it wasn't, which would be the smart play in that situation, but when there's a force out at home, you got to take off as soon as the ball's hit, and you know it's going to hit the ground as well.
You know, I was 18 once.
Oh, yeah, everyone makes mistakes.
And trying to get in the head of an 18-year-old, I don't think I ever want to do that again.
Pitch is popped up by Plant. Out is made at second by Winder on the pop fly. He didn't have to move all too much on that play. And, yeah, he is young, and everyone makes mistakes, but, I mean, this is a third-place championship game. You can't afford to make those mistakes.
I still think back, and I can't believe people let me drive at 16, to be honest. Who made that decision?
That's why in New York we don't let you get a full driver's license till 17. First pitch misses four, fastball up and in. Boone still on the mound. He's now facing Dylan Mannion.
And this game still is very interesting.
Pitch. This one is going to be lifted into center field. Backing up a little bit is Kraus. Then he comes on to make the out. Two away. And yes, this is still a very close game despite the huge threat. Bases loaded, nobody out by the Farmington Knights. Still a great showing by Smith. Coming away only allowing one run.
And you consider in the fact that he's so young, he's a sophomore, and to come in is this kind of a situation and do that, impressive.
Pitch from Boone. This one's lifted high in the air. First base side, it's in play, and it gets misplayed by the first baseman, Thamir. Runner goes for second, and he is out by a mile to end the inning. I don't know what Bowen was thinking there. He got a gift, an error by the first baseman that allowed him to stay safe at first, but for some reason, he thought he could push it for two.
I think at first glance, when he looked up, nobody knew where the ball was, but they did a decent job to locate it at Farmington, and it was too late for Bowen.
So that'll be an E3 out advancing to second is Bowen. That will end the inning through three and a half innings of play. Farmington on top, 2-1 here on AM 800 KREI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Cerdak at Cerdak Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lock party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Cerdak Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Cerdak Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at CerdakHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Cerdak Harley, Highway 67, South of Festus.
Well, back here on AM 800 KREI, it is a 2-1 lead for the Farmington Knights. In the MAAA Conference third place championship game, we'll have the first place championship game shortly following this game right here on AM 800 KREI as Valley Catholic takes on St. Genevieve in a crosstown matchup. Bader is at the plate, first pitch to him, up and in, missing for ball one. Smith remains on the mound for the Rebels. He sets, ready to go, working quickly once again as he does when he's working out of the full windup. Pitch misses low and inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 lead for the Farmington Knights. Smith kicks and delivers. Now it misses upstairs and inside once again. Count is now 3-0. Bader worked a walk in his first at-bat. We'll see if he can do that here, as that's a get-me-over strike from Smith to move the count to 3-1. The 3-1. This one's hit high in the air, just on the beginning of the outfield grass. Backing up and making the play is Murphy for the out. One away here, and that'll bring up the top of the lineup, Braden Krause. Last time Krause was up, a couple base runners were on, but he was out on that. Well, not necessarily he was out. He hit into a fielder's choice, but he smoked a single into left field in his first at-bat, way out in front of that off-speed pitch away from him. Swing and miss, strike one. Krause digs back in, righty-righty matchup against Smith. Pitch, off-speed once again. This time misses low and inside for a ball. 1-1 now the count. Smith working the breaking balls early on against Krause. Let's see if he goes fastball here. Breaking ball that's left hung upstairs for a ball. 2-1. One away. Palmer's on deck. Busenbark is behind him if we get that far. The 2-1. Off speed. This time it drops into the strike zone. Count now moves to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away here. Smith slowing down as that fastball misses high, way upstairs. Count is now full, 3-2. Krause, when he reached on a single in his first at-bat, he proceeded to steal second and later steal third. Getting great jumps against Smith. The pitch, this one's hit on the ground and is pulled through on the left side for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting there by Krause. That was way upstairs and way inside, but he was able to get his hands out in front of it and pull that into left field for a base hit. That brings Palmer up to the plate. Krause at first. We'll see if Smith keeps a closer eye on him this time. Braden Krause leads. Smith peers over once. Sets. Now throws over. Krause back in plenty of time. Back in the first inning, Krause had fantastic jumps on both of his pitches. He really had Smith read. We'll see if he gets a read on him this time around. The pitch, Krause stays at first, misses high and outside for a ball. Not quite a pitch out, but definitely an easier pitch for a catcher to throw down to second on. Smith Peers over to first. Now getting the signals, slowing down a bit here. He sets, peeks over once again. He'll throw down to first. Kraus has to slide back this time. Count remains 1-0. Smith sets, peers down at first. Looks again. This time he'll step off the mound. Really trying to keep Kraus guessing as to what he's going to do. Kraus looking to do the same as he's got a strong lead at first. Inches over a bit more and a little bit more. It slides back this time as the pickoff throw is a little bit closer. Kraus still safe. Smith sets, peers over at first. Looks again. Pitch. This one is fouled back. Count is 1-1, as that's only the second pitch that Palmer has seen in this at-bat. Smith really trying to stay on top of Kraus at first. Kraus with the lead once again. Hops a little bit to take a bit of a stronger lead. Throw down to first. He's back in plenty of time. Kraus getting a good jump with his move back to first as well. Not really fooled at all by Smith. Kraus with a strong lead. Pitch. That one clips the strike zone. Count moves to 1-2. 2-1 lead for the Farmington Knights over the Central Rebels with one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Alex Palmer is at the plate. Busenbark and Thamir, 3-4 hitters, are behind him. The pitch misses inside on the knees for a ball. Two balls, two strikes for Palmer. Two and two, and the pitch swung on and missed, and that is strike three. Down goes Palmer. So two away here. That brings Busenbark to the plate. Righty-righty matchup between Busenbark and Smith. Smith likes to work quickly until he's working out of the stretch. Then he slows things down a bit in between pitches. Really takes his time. He's peering over at first. Kraus with a decent lead. Time is called at the plate. Busenbark hitting .329 on the season so far. Not a ton of extra base hits. Actually, only two in total on the season. One double and one home run. Kraus takes off. Now he starts to run back to first after the pitch is thrown. That misses for a ball. 1-0 now the count. Kraus could just be messing with Smith there. Fakes like he's going to start going. That one misses way upstairs for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two away here for Boozy at the plate. Kraus leads at first. This time he takes off. Hit and run is on as this one is lifted high and deep into left field. Backing up is Haney. He can't get that one. And that one drops for a base hit with the great jump. Kraus is going to come all the way around and score. And heading back to second. Now they got him in a pickle. Boozy's stuck in a pickle between second and third as he started to go for third and then decided not to. Throwback, and that will do it as Mayberry makes the tag to get Boozy out, but not until Farmington extends on their lead. They now lead 3-1 through four full innings of play. We'll take a quick break and return with the third-place championship game for the MAAA Conference right here on AM 800 KREI.
Choosing new flooring can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Don with Carpet One Floor and Home in Farmington, and we're ready to help you. We mean really ready to help you, whether you're building your dream home or refreshing and updating. Why should you select us? Well, first of all, and this is important to you, we're all local. Our store is locally owned. We're not a company store, not even a franchise. We're a co-op of many independent stores. If you've seen a Carpet One store in Dallas, Chicago, or Osage Beach, Missouri, it's just like us. There are over 1,000 of us, and that's the second thing that's important to you. We have enormous buying power. We pay less for the top brands of flooring, and so do you. We're neighbors. We're accountable to you. We provide you quality, and we save you money. That's our story. Learn more at Carpet One Floor and Home between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear in Maple Valley Plaza in Farmington.
Three to one, the Farmington Knights lead here on AM 800 KREI at here in St. Genevieve. The third place game for the MAAA Conference. Bones still on the mound for Farmington. Bones sets as time is called at the plate. Pitches, this one is fouled back.
Hi, this is Clay Whitener with United Way of San Francis County. There's a number of ways you can support our great cause. There's payroll deduction, bell ringing, dine out Thursday. You can donate to your
Bone sets. The pitch. Off speed. That one's in there for a strike. Count moves to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Bone. That one just misses low for a ball. Moves the count to even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bone kicks and fires. That one's going to be hit on a line into right field. Backing up is Bader. He makes the grab. Ball almost went over his head, but Bader, a bit of a tall player there in right field. He's able to reach up and snag it for the first out.
Left fielder, number one, Nick Haney.
That brings Nick Haney up to the plate. So with balls flying out, Haney will dig in. Righty-lefty matchup between Bone and Haney. The pitch. That one misses upstairs for a ball. Count is 1-0. The pitch. Misses outside for a ball. 2-0 now the counts. Haney 0-for-1 on the afternoon so far. Worked a walk, I believe, in his first at-bat. The pitch. That one's outside for a ball. Walked in his second at-bat. Flew out to left in his first at-bat. Trying to see if he can work a walk here on back-to-back at-bats. 3-0 now the count. Pitch. That one clips the strike zone low for a get-me-over strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. This one's hit into the air. Center field, Krause barely moves a little bit to his right to make the out and record the second out of the inning.
Shortstop, number 15, Holden Mayberry.
That brings Holden Mayberry to the plate. Mayberry is 0-for-1 on the afternoon so far. Bone already set here. Righty-righty matchup against Mayberry. The pitch. Low for a ball, 1-0 now the count. Pitch, whoa, that one's way upstairs. Bone couldn't get over the top of that one. Count moves to 2-0. Two away here, 3-1 lead for the Farmington Knights over the Central Rebels. The pitch. Upstairs misses 4-3. 3 balls, no strikes against Holden Mayberry. Nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. Following this game, we'll have the first place championship game for the MAAA Conference as the St. Genevieve Dragons will take on the Valley Catholic Warriors as Mayberry works a walk and he'll take his base over at first. That brings Jaco to the plate. He's the three hitter in the lineup and the center fielder. 0-for-2 on the afternoon so far. So Jaco digs in with a runner on, two away. The pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0 now the count. Bone sets, peers over at first. The pitch swung on and missed. Foul ball called by the home plate umpire. Count is even at one apiece. One ball, one strike. Runner leads at first. The pitch misses low and away for a ball. Jake Bone in a bit of trouble here. Hard of the lineup, and he's falling behind with a runner on. Ball's one strike, two away in this 3-1 game with Farmington on top. Bone steps off the mound. Mayberry gets back to first in time. Not a strong lead there from Mayberry at first. Throw down to first. Apparently it's strong enough where Bone wants to pay attention to him. Jaco at the plate. Johnson's behind him if we get that far. The pitch off speed as Jaco's way out in front of that pitch. Count moves to 2-2. Umpire called time. I think it may have gotten him a little bit, that foul ball. Play will resume here. Two balls, two strikes. Bone peers over at first. The pitch, fastball barely misses as Westbrook tried to see if he could frame that pitch. Count moves to full 3-2. That'll release Mayberry at first. Pitch as Mayberry takes off. This one's hit on the ground and through on the left side for base hit into left field. Moon comes on and picks it up. The throw is going to go to third as the runner's trying to go from first to third. He's safe as LeBrock can't hang on to that one. Moon charged that one a little slowly. The grass is tall here in the outfield here at St. Genevieve's home ballpark, and that'll slow the ball down quite a bit. Moon playing it a little bit too nonchalantly as advancing from first to third is Mayberry, and that also allowed Jaco to go to second on the throw. This one is fouled down the first base line by Johnson. So Jaco's at second. Mayberry's at third with Bone on the mound and Johnson at the plate. Game tying run at second is Jaco. Johnson represents the go-ahead run. This one's hit on the ground and backhanded by the first baseman, Demir. He takes it himself through the bag to end the inning. So a beautiful play there by Demir. Keeps it a two-run lead for the Farmington Knights. They're up 3-1 right here on AM800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Still a 3-1 lead here for the Farmington Knights as we enter the bottom of the fifth inning.
Leading off for the Knights, first baseman.
Demir, LeBrot, and Moon will get things started. And Garrett Demir made a beautiful backhanded stab at the ball, took it to the bag himself to escape trouble in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll see what he can do here in the bottom half. First pitch is low, 4-1. Muir having a very good second half of the season. The 1-0. This one's lifted high in the air, but pulled foul and out of play. Hit very deep down the line. Count is evened up at one apiece. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Curveball. This one's lifted high in the air. Hooking foul. Can anyone make a play on it? And yes, they can. The right fielder, Bland, comes all the way over to record the out. So one away here.
Third baseman, number 24, Gunnar LeBrot.
Brings Gunnar LeBrot to the plate. Moon is on deck after him. Gunnar LeBrot on the afternoon so far. He's 1-for-2. Flied out to right field and also hit a single to right field. He takes the first pitch for a strike. 0-1 for Gunnar LeBrot. Tanner Smith still on the mound for Central. Smith kicks and fires. That one's upstairs for a ball. 1-1, one strike. The 1-1 with one away. Off speed in the dirt, or in the turf, I should say. 4-2. The 2-1. This one is smoked down the line. It's backhanded by Johnson at third. It was hit right to him. Throw to first, keeping his foot on his Mannion as he was almost pulled off, but he records the second out. Nice play there by Johnson down at third.
Left fielder, number 7, Braden Moon.
Brings up Braden Moon here in the bottom of the fifth with two away. 3-1 lead for Farmington. Pitch. Bunt attempt pulled back by Moon. Tried to see if he could drop a drag bunt, but now Mannion and Johnson will be aware of that. I imagine they'll come in. Result is a ball as he pulled the bat back in time. The 1-0. This time he does drop a bunt once again, and it's in play. Scooped up by the pitcher. The throw onto first. And out at first, as they say. Mannion kept his foot on the bag. Moon got tripped up as Mannion went into the base runner's path on that play, just trying to get that ball. But no harm done, as Moon is okay, other than the fact that he's out to end the inning. 3-1 lead for Farmington as we enter the sixth inning when we return on AM 800 KREI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Farmington hanging on to a two-run lead here in the sixth inning. They'll face Smith, Bland, and Mannion, 5, 6, and 7 in the Rebel lineup to get things started here.
Number 8, Tanner Smith.
So Tanner Smith, he's pitched a decent game so far, but not good enough. Bones still on the mound as he came in relief in the third inning. He kicks and fires. That one's low for a ball. 1-0 now the count. Bone pitching very well in this game, mixing his fastball and curveball well. Location hasn't been perfect, but it's been good enough. The 1-0. Low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. The 2-0. That one hits the low corner of the strike zone for a strike. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out here. Smith at the plate. Pitcher versus pitcher. Is that swung on and missed? May have gotten foul tipped. Looks like it got the umpire a little bit as shaking his head a little bit. He seems to be doing all right, though. Quick meeting on the mound between Westbrook and Bone to give the umpire a chance. Shaking his shoulders a little bit. Coach Hibbets, the Farmington head coach, asking if he's doing all right. Looks like the umpire's just going to tough it out, though. Hey, that's why they wear the chest protector. Count is now evened up at two apiece. 2-2. This one is lined into right center field. That one is going to drop for base hit and roll past the outfielders. It's going to be scooped up by Bader, who's able to catch up to it with the high grass. Throw comes into second. They'll get past the second baseman, roll all the way to LeBrot at third, as that is a stand-up double for Tanner Smith. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning.
Jace Bland
comes to the plate. Gets a signal from the coach down at third and digs in. Righty-righty matchup between Bland and Bone. Bone sets, fires, and misses high and inside for a ball. Smith leads at second. Pitch misses low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. After Bland, it'll be Mannion, Bowen, then Bowles, then the top of the lineup if we get that far. Pitch missing low for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Farmington on top of Central, 3-1. He steps off the mound, but no one to throw to back at second, just trying to keep Smith honest. Pitch. That one hits the strike zone. Count moves to 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Smith leads at second. Pitch. Swung on a miss. Fastball just blown past Bland there. Count is now full at three balls, two strikes. The 3-2 pitch. This one's lifted into the air. Right field. Bader backs up. Runner at second. Smith getting ready to tag. Bader makes it. The throw is a good one all the way to third. Standing at second is Smith on the play. Nice throw there from Bader.
First baseman, number 4, Dylan Mannion.
So Smith remains at second. Mannion now digs into the plate. One away here. Still a two-run lead for the Farmington Knights. The pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two, Mannion. Throw goes to second and over the head of the shortstop, Busenbark, and into center field. So advancing to third is Smith on the error by Bone. The Bone with the miscue there. Now advances Smith 90 feet and a sacrifice fly will bring this to a one-run game. Pitches upstairs for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Corners are playing in. Middle infield playing in a little bit. Pitch. Oh, that's going to plunk the batter. Mannion tried to slide out of the way of that one. So he'll take his base.
So now there's runners at the corners, one away. And a double play will end the inning. Meeting on the mound, Coach Hibbett's coming out. We'll see if he takes the ball away from Bone, and he does. So we'll have a new pitcher joining the game. We'll take a quick break. Bone comes in. The two runners on the corners are his responsibility. He hasn't allowed to earn run all game so far, but it's no longer in his hands. We'll be back just after this here on AM 800 KREI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington can improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Chase Montgomery is the new pitcher for the Farmington Knights. Runners are at the corners. Smith is at third. Mannion's at first. He represents the game-tying run. Bowen at the plate represents the go-ahead run. It'll be Bowen who's the 8-hitter, Bowles who's the 9-hitter, and then Haney who's the top of the lineup. Don't want to get that far if you're Farmington. First pitch is fouled back for a strike. Count moves to 0-1. Runner with a modest lead at first. Suicide squeeze. It gets fouled back to the backstop. Count is now 0-2. Very aggressive play there going for the suicide squeeze with an 0-1 count. Because the risk with the suicide squeeze, you're taught as the hitter, you got to make contact with that no matter what. Even if it's low, even if it's way outside, throw your bat to make contact. You don't want the runner at third coming home to be left in no man's land. Swung on a miss for strike three. So on three pitches, Chase Montgomery enters the game to record the strikeout.
Designated hitter, number five. Aaron
Same routine Bowen. That we saw 7 days ago today. Bader, Bone, Montgomery. Consistency from the Farmington bullpen. Same arms every time. It brings Bowles to the plate. He's the nine hitter. You definitely want to get him out here. Don't want the top of the lineup entering the game with the bases loaded at the best case scenario for Farmington. Pitch misses upstairs for a ball. 1-0 now the count. The 1-0. That one misses low for a ball, but swung on a miss for a strike. Count is 1-1. Bowles over the top of that off-speed pitch. Montgomery sets, fires. Fastball is lifted into the air behind the plate. Is it in play? No. Is it? It's the pavilion behind us. A couple fans still jump in the stands. That foul ball moves the count to 1-2. Big opportunity here in the top of the sixth inning. The Rebels certainly don't want to squander it. Farmington, they certainly do want to escape here without allowing a run. Montgomery shakes off the first pitch, settles on the second one. He fires. Breaking ball left upstairs for a ball. Count is now evened up at 2-2. Smith is at third. Mannion's at second. Excuse me, at first. Pitch inside for a ball. Count is now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. That'll release Mannion at first. So a well-hit ball could score the runner from first. The 3-2. This one's hit on the ground. That is going to be snagged by the third baseman, LeBron. Throw on to first in time to record the out and end the inning. Farmington still on top, 3-1 through
5.5 innings of play. We enter the bottom of the sixth inning when we return on AM 800 KREI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, South of Festus.
Bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Winder, Westbrook, and Bader. 7-8-9, bottom third of the lineup. For the Farmington Knights, they're hoping this will be the last time they at bat. They come to bat. As if they do, we won't have to play the bottom of the seventh inning, as this game will be over. Last licks in the next half of the inning, but Central's got to get through the bottom of the sixth first to get to that point. Smith still on the mound. He sets, kicks, and fires. First one misses, low four ball. 1-0 the count against Winder. The 1-0, misses high and inside, four ball, two balls, no strikes. Smith sets, kicks, and delivers inside, four ball, three balls, no strikes. The 3-0, upstairs, missing way upstairs, four ball. And the runner will take his base. So that brings Tapp and Westbrook to the plate. Meeting on the mound. We'll see if Smith remains in the game. He does, as, oh no. There will be a change on the mound. New pitcher coming in. I thought initially Smith was going to stay in the game, but he's going to head out to either second base or right field. So we'll have a new pitcher when we return right here on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Murphy is the new pitcher on the mound. Cole Murphy takes over for Smith with one on. That base runner is Winder, and that is Smith's responsibility. Bottom of the sixth inning. Still nobody out here as Farmington is on top by a score of 3-1. Cole Murphy going through his final warm-up pitches. He'll face Westbrook, then Bader, and if we get that far, assuming there's no double play or Kraus doesn't get picked off or caught stealing, we'll get to the top of the lineup, and Kraus. Westbrook is 0-for-1 so far on the afternoon. Hit by pitch in his first at-bat, grounded out to third in his second at-bat. We'll see what he can do with his third at-bat right here. Bottom of the sixth, nobody out. Farmington on top, 3-1. Winder leads at first. Bit of a decent lead for him there. Pitch, this one's going to be looped into shallow left field. That's going to drop for a base hit as it enters no man's land right before the grass begins of the outfield, right at the edge of the turf. So
Sometimes it's not always about how hard you hit it. It's necessarily just where you hit it.
Right fielder, number one, John Bader.
So that brings John Bader to the plate. With nobody out here, Bader gets a signal from third. Gotta wonder if the number nine hitter, he may be dropping down a sacrifice bunt to advance the two base runners over, especially with Kraus on deck. That would also, barring any base running miscues, prevent a double play as the first pitch is a fastball in the dirt, and we started to see Bader go around, and he's choked up quite a bit, so no surprise if a sacrifice bunt is in play here. Corner infielders are anticipating that as well as they are playing in. This one is put down on the ground towards the pitcher. He scoops up, throws to first in time for the out. One away, but the sacrifice is successful as the base runners advance 90 feet.
Center fielder, number 11, Braden Kraus.
So that brings Braden Kraus to the plate. He's 2-for-3 on the afternoon so far. Pair of singles in the game. See if Kraus can drive home a couple runs here and build on Farmington's lead entering the seventh inning. First pitch is a breaking ball that he twists out of the way of and then drops in for a strike. Nice pitch there from Cole Murphy. Even Kraus had a look on his face like he was pretty impressed with that pitch. The 0-1. This time it darts inside the zone but then breaks out. Same pitch once again, just different location. Misses for a ball. 1-1 now the count. The 1-1 pitch, swung on a miss, that same breaking ball. Count moves to 1-2. Would be a huge strikeout here if Cole Murphy can send Braden Kraus down on strikes. The 1-2, that one's in the dirt for a ball. Bowen stays with it. Two balls, two strikes. One away here. Runners at second and third. Pitch, swung and a miss, and that's that breaking ball again. And strike three, down goes Kraus. Nice curveball coming out of the hand of Cole Murphy this afternoon.
Designated hitter, number 20, Alex Palmer.
Alex Palmer is now going to dig into the plate. Sunsetting here in St. Genevieve. Reminder, we'll have the first place championship game for the MAAA conference following this one. This is the third place game between Farmington and Central. It'll be St. Genevieve taking on Valley Catholic. Two crosstown rivals facing off in the championship game. But in the meantime, it is a 3-1 lead for Farmington in the bottom of the sixth. And they're going to intentionally walk Palmer, so that'll send him all the way to first. So Palmer now stands on first, and that brings Brant Boosenbark to the plate. Two away, and now there's a force out at any base. Pitch. This one is foul tipped straight back into the mask of Bowen. He seems to be all right. Gives a thumbs up to his dugout, so he's doing all right. That's what those masks are designed for anyway. So good to know that they're doing their job. Two away, bases are loaded here. Count is 0-1. The pitch in the dirt for a ball. Nice grab by Bowen. Count is 1-1. After Boosenbark, if he reaches safely, it'll be Thamir up next. Pitch, off-speed breaking ball. That one is fouled back out of play. Count is now 1-2. Cole Murphy looking to escape this inning without allowing any damage on the scoreboard. Wants to keep this a two-run game. He kicks and fires the 1-2 pitch. That one hops to the plate way outside. 2-2 now the count. Cole Murphy sets, kicks, and delivers. This one is hit on the ground towards third. Scooped up by the third baseman, Johnson. He steps on the bag himself.
to end the inning. So the fielder's choice ended as we enter the top of the seventh inning. Farmington looking to secure third place in the MAAA conference. Can they finish it out? Find out when we return here on AM 800 KREI.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL 1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Serdike Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Serdike Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at SerdikeHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Serdike Harley, Highway 67, South of Festus.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, Chase Montgomery remains on the mound for Farmington. I'd like to take a second and thank a couple of our sponsors, Brad Wooden Auto Body in Ironton, Fleeks Equipment in Farmington, Crown Collision in Farmington, New Era Bank, Potosi R3 School District, Potosi Lumber, Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, Walmart Supercenter in Farmington, Williams Transmission Service in Park Hills, Meyer Shoe Store in St. Genevieve, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve, and Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington. Top of the lineup here for the Rebels as Haney fouls off the first pitch. He now moves to 0-1. Chase Montgomery sets, stares down Haney. Now he kicks and fires off speed. That one drops into the strike zone for strike two. Chase Montgomery, very effortless pitching motion. The 0-2. This one is low but hit in play towards the second baseman Winder. He scoops up, throws on the first in time. One away. Slow roller. Haney was digging that one out, but he wasn't able to quite make it to first in time. And one away here. Farmington two outs away from securing third place in the MAAA conference despite their slow start to the season. Mayberry digs in. Chase Montgomery kicks and fires. That one is low, but clips the corner for a strike. The 0-1. Breaking ball low for a ball. Count is 1-1. Holden Mayberry at the plate. Drew Jaco is behind him on deck. Breaking ball once again, low once again, for a ball once again. Two balls, one strike. This one is hit into center field. Krause moves over to his left. He bends down a little bit and makes the grab for the second out. So Farmington is one out away from securing third place in the MAAA conference. This brings Drew Jaco to the plate. Jaco is the last chance here for Central if they want to stay alive. He's 1-for-3 on the afternoon so far. This one is hit into the air, deep center field. Krause backs up, settles, makes the grab to end the inning and the game as well. So the Farmington Knights are victorious by a final score of 3-1 over the Central Rebels. They wrap up the third place game and do it. So Central will finish fourth in the MAAA conference. Farmington, the victors, end the season third in the MAAA conference. We'll take a quick break and wrap up the post game when we return here on AM 800 KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed-rate or adjustable-rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The month of May is your month to own your very first Harley-Davidson. Hi, this is Tim Cerdak at Cerdak Harley-Davidson. For a limited time, you can ride away on a new Harley Street 750 for as low as $97 a month, or a new Harley 48 XL1200X with no money down and only $196 a month on approved credit. Plus, during May, we are loaded with events that you don't want to miss.
Like every Saturday in May, Tim is springing for free food and drink just right on in. And on Saturday, May 21st, it's extra special with their monthly lot party with live music and every guy's favorite, a bikini bike wash. Then mark the calendar now for Memorial Weekend. Cerdak Harley will kick things off that Friday night with their monthly Fuel Friday with food and music, hot rods, and a burnout pit.
At Cerdak Harley, we also remind you that first responders and active and retired military can take part in our exclusive Harley-Davidson Riding Academy course for free. It's the best way to learn to ride in style. Get complete details at CerdakHarley.com. May is your month to ride on your new Harley-Davidson from Cerdak Harley, Highway 67 south of Festus.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, that does it. The Farmington Knights are victorious by a final score of 3-1 here at the MAAA Conference third place game. Following this one, as they're about to start beginning their warm-ups, we'll have the championship game right here on AM 800 KREI. The Valley Catholic Warriors will be taking on the St. Genevieve Dragons. Beautiful day for baseball as the sun is starting to set. Not sure how much sunlight we'll have left, Greg, but I imagine once the championship game gets going, there won't be any sunlight at all. We'll be playing this championship game probably pretty much under the lights.
Yeah, I think the majority of it will take place under the lights. The shadows starting to creep across the infield, and that's going to take a while for that process to go through. What are we looking at? About 6 o'clock right now on AM 800 KREI, Park Hills, Farmington. And as we progress throughout the evening, sunset, I mean, we won't see the sun by 8 o'clock, but you'll still have that overcast where the lights won't be all that effective. So it'll be interesting to see if that makes any difference throughout the way.
I think on the left side of the infield and outfield, it'll make more of a difference because there's a hill on the third base side where the sun will be setting behind over there. So I imagine that, like you said, you know, you'll still see the sky will still be lit up. You won't see a huge impact from the lights, but I think on the third base side, it'll certainly have an impact early on. But once again, Farmington is victorious by a score of 3-1. We'll take a look at some of the stats here in this game. A couple of Farmington Knights with multiple hits in this game. Busenbark and Kraus had two hits. Busenbark had a single and a double. Kraus had two singles on the afternoon. Kraus also scored two runs on the game. An RBI was scored by Busenbark and by LeBrot. And the third run was scored by Palmer, who worked two walks on the afternoon. Taking a look at some of the pitching stats for Farmington as a whole, they recorded only three strikeouts on the afternoon, but they were efficient as they only walked four, only allowed one run, and only three hits total allowed on the afternoon. So very efficient pitching from Farmington. Central on the other side, they allowed a grand total of seven hits, three runs to come home. All three were earned, five walks, and only struck out two on the afternoon. So the big difference in this third-place game this afternoon was pitching. We'll take a quick break and return with more post-game action here on AM 800 KREI.
The Audiology and Hearing Center in Farmington Another can two. Improve your quality of life. We invite you to our open house on May 10th in Farmington. Stop in and visit us during our open house, and we will give you a free hearing screening, check your ear canals, answer any questions, and you can experience invisible, hassle-free hearing. Amplification that doesn't need to be cleaned, no batteries changed, you can even wear them in the shower. So stop by the Audiology and Hearing Center located behind Walmart in Farmington or visit us online at mohearing.com.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, we're now joined by Coach Hibbets, head coach of the third place Farmington Knights. Coach, how does that sound? You guys had a slow start to the season, but you finished third in the MAAA conference. Talk about how proud you are of your team to be able to really turn around the season.
Well, we need to mentally, we need to turn around. We need to get a win tonight. Lost a close one last night, so it was important that we try to scratch a win here and get things moving in the right direction heading into districts.
And Castro hurt his thumb, but he was still able to come in and be a courtesy runner at some point. What's the status of his thumb moving forward?
We won't know till he gets it x-rayed. He said he could run. We did it the first time. He, you know, was diving around. He's an aggressive kid. And I just didn't want to take a chance later in the game. So we'll see how that is probably early next week we'll know.
Is that something that would prevent you from putting him in the as a runner in a closer game, maybe, his aggressiveness? Because, I mean, we saw last time we covered you guys about a week ago, we saw him steal home on a play. He has no problem diving in. You know, I would just be worried about that thumb maybe getting caught in a weird spot.
Yeah, it's in a brace. You know, it was braced up. It's not going to move. But, again, if we don't have to, there's no use to push the issue. So early on, you know, we wanted to try to get a run, see, because he does run the base as well. But later on, I just didn't want to chance it.
Now, talk about your pitching in this game. Your pitching as a whole was very good, and you rotated a couple guys in, the same rotation that we saw from a game about a week ago from you guys where Bone came in relief, and then it was Montgomery at the end to close things out. Is that a consistent 1-2-3 tandem that you'd like to go to?
It can be. It depends on, again, game situation. We'll do what we need to do. Jacob's done a really nice job coming in that spot, going a couple innings. And Chase has done his part, too. So, you know, we wanted Johnny to go a lot farther than he was. It was just it just wasn't right early on. And, you know, we've got arms waiting to use, so we decided to go ahead and do that.
You talk about switching to Bone, and he pitched very well. His curveball was also very good, too. It really messed with a couple of the central players. He got very frustrated swinging over the top of that. Have you seen better curveballs from him so far this season? How would you compare that curveball to the rest of the season?
It's been consistent. He's able to throw it for strikes. He throws it even behind the count. You probably noticed there were several times when the hitter was ahead in the count, 2-1. Coach Green calls a curveball, so he's got confidence to throw it. Got a little tired. He's a 2-3 inning kind of guy, you know, so he was at his max right there. And but he spots his fastball when he needs to, and curveball works well.
Switching now to the offensive side, a couple times throughout this game, you guys obviously won the game, which is all great, but a couple times throughout the game you had multiple base runners on and couldn't really find a way to push them home. Well, is that something you addressed after the game?
That's something that we've been addressing all year. You lose 10 games by 3 runs or less. And last night was a perfect example of it, having multiple times we had guys in scoring position and not able to get the big hit, and we have what I would consider our guys up in that spot that need to come through. So we either get it corrected or we don't play very long in districts.
Is that something that you may down the road change something with the lineup, rearrange hitters?
It's not a lineup thing. It's a confidence factor with the kids, and they've got to be able to handle the situation and be able to relax. I've preached that all year. They have to understand that, and they have to be willing to step up and want to take charge. So, you know, we'll continue to address that all next week.
And now you guys are the third-place champions for the MAAA conference. Are you going to try and convert this momentum moving into the next round?
Well, you'd like to. I mean, obviously I wanted to make a statement and get us back on the positive side of things. You know, I told him, I said, last night's over, it's gone, forget it. You know, learn from what happened and move on. And, you know, we must not have learned too well, because there were several situations where we could have blown this one open and we didn't. So, again, we've got to address that situation, because there's not an easy one in our district, and we have to capitalize on every opportunity that we have.
Spoken like a true coach. You win the third place game, but not always satisfied. Coach Hibbets, congratulations, though, nonetheless, on finishing third in the MAAA Conference, and best of luck moving forward.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Hibbets, ladies and gentlemen, here on AM 800 KREI, head coach of the third place finishing Farmington Knights. We'll take a quick break and return with more postgame action here on AM 800 KREI.